Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We have seen first responders pressed into service in all sorts of situations. Now, this Chinese coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, COVID-19, all of those names are being used. This is the first time that, and in my memory anyway, I have seen law enforcement in particular pressed into service dealing with such a huge health issue. Unique challenges, to be sure. And I wanted to find out in my home county of Hanover County how these things were being tackled. A couple of days ago, I read a wonderful letter from our wonderful sheriff, Colonel David Hines, talking about what he and his incredible crew of deputies are doing. And I'm thrilled to say that the sheriff is able to make some time for us to just chat a little bit about what's going on. Sheriff, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate you taking time to talk with us.
I had the opportunity, obviously, because I live in Hanover County, proud of that fact, thrilled about that fact, to read your letter. I'm not sure that everybody in the county necessarily saw it. Would you mind addressing some of the fears that a lot of folks here in Hanover might have?
Yeah, Jeff, you know, this is something new for all of us. Yes. I don't know that there's anyone around here right now that's ever dealt with the situation we're dealing with this virus. It's particularly different for law enforcement in general, specifically with law enforcement, but for our entire community in general. Part of what I was hoping to get out through the letter was letting our community know that, look, we're still here with you. We're your sheriff's office. If you dial 911, we're coming. Right. You can't speed. We can't have people speeding. You're still likely to get stopped.
Right.
We're going to respond to those calls for service today as we did yesterday. We're going to be a little bit more careful about how we respond. Our people, we've always had plans to deal with the swine flu. As you recall, we had the H1N1 flu going around.
That's right.
So in this particular case, there's been a lot that's happened. You know, our schools are closed. We're going to be in the parks with our kids or in the neighborhoods. But there's social distancing that's going on. And I've got to be quite honest with you. Our Hanover community has responded in the most positive sense. I think we've received one call of in the nature that someone in a public setting, they weren't practicing the social distancing. And we had a deputy that went by. A supervisor went with him, and they had a conversation, and it was a mistake, and they corrected it. Hmm. But for the most part, our community has been outstanding in their cooperation with what the governor's orders stated.
I can't tell you that I'm surprised. Of course, the quality of people in Hanover County is simply one of the things that led the Katz family to make Hanover our home. I'm curious about the different tactics that might be necessary for your sheriff's deputies as they're out there, Sheriff. I look at, as an example, Attlee has a much different density situation than Beaver Dam or Montpelier. And I guess somewhere in the middle, we've got, Ashland, where you've got, some multifamily groupings as well. And I know that's the town of Ashland, but I often see the sheriff's office helping out the town's police department. So I'm just curious about those challenges. Everything's going well with that?
Yeah, I think the entire challenge is the one-on-one interaction. Mm-hmm. And what we're looking at is, we also are trying to follow some of that social distancing, where before, if we needed to take a report, we may sit down at your kitchen table. Right. Well, now we're asking you if you'd mind come outside and we'll take the report. Some reports that we would normally respond on, we may just handle by phone call. But for those instances that we need to respond with close up and personal, we're still doing that, but we're trying to triage as much as we can before we get there to make sure no one is symptomatic.
Right.
If they are, we're going to be wearing our personal protective equipment, which would include a mask and gloves. But these are things that, we've had to do before. We've had to do it when we're dealing with fentanyl overdoses.
Right.
One of the issues that we're having, and it's not just Hanover, it's across the nation, is getting enough masks. One of the things that we've actually been very fortunate with, Jeff, is, as you know, we helped New York Police Department develop the Global Shield Network.
That's right.
So we've been able to reach out early on to some of these jurisdictions and agencies across the nation that have been dealing with this issue longer than what we have. And we've been able to look at their manpower, how it affected their manpower, how it's affected their community. So we're hoping to through our interaction with them and understanding what they had to deal with, we're hoping to be maybe a little bit better prepared as we move forward. And the other thing we have, Jeff, is we have such a strong regional connection with the Central Virginia region, that we're all working together. We're having regional meetings. We're assisting each other where we need to. And I can't say this strong enough. I want to thank our county administration and our board of supervisors for the leadership they've shown in the region. And again, I want to thank our community for everything they're doing, because they're so supportive of our efforts. And in turn, they've been supportive of what the governor's order has instituted.
Well, I will tell you, Colonel Sheriff Hines, who is joining us from Hanover County. Sheriff, yesterday, driving through my neighborhood, I had a mini parade of some Hanover County school teachers in their personal vehicles. They had signs on the side that say, "We miss you, we love you." They were driving around the houses here so that the kids they normally teach could see them, and they were waving at everybody. We're always thrilled at our neck of the woods to see a Hanover County Sheriff's Office patrol vehicle come through. For those of us who are in our homes, I mean, there are worse places to be in most situations. We're enjoying nice weather at the moment. We've got plenty to eat. We're entertaining ourselves. There are a lot of us who are concerned about the deputy sheriffs who are going out there every day to do the job. And is there anything that we in the community can do to help support you and your deputies?
I think, Jeff, we've received such strong support throughout the year, even when there's not a crisis. And that support is really amplified during a crisis. I would say the one thing that I would ask the community is maybe just be a little more understanding that, we may practice that 6-foot rule.
Right.
And, sometimes that's a little off-putting. And we don't mean for it to be, and I don't think our community would take it in any negative fashion. Like I said, I think the community has just been outstanding in dealing with us. We're asking our deputies to be understanding of our community, because there are some stresses that come with this, as you well know. And we're hoping that everyone, whether it's our community or whether it's our deputies in the field, are all understanding of the stresses that this type of event can bring on.
Well, I am thrilled to hear that. And, Colonel, I will tell you that the communication between the residents and the county has been outstanding. Hanover County, on their website, has a wonderful list of every restaurant in the county that is providing to-go service, delivery service, and it's just been a tremendous resource. I want you to know, and I hope you'll pass along to every member of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, that we who are residents of Hanover County appreciate what you folks do each and every day, not just when there's a crisis, but especially now when we're being told, hey, stay at home, don't do this, don't do that, and we see the brave members of the Henrico County Sheriff's Office say, hey, it's another day at the office, we got to go and serve the people. So you need to know, and I hope each of your deputies knows, that you are all in our thoughts and prayers every day, but especially now.
No, I really appreciate it, and we do know that. It's been reflected throughout the years. And you know, Jeff, it's one thing I always tell people, you have to remember, you just moved to Hanover County, and you talked about the teachers that were holding the signs as they ride through the neighborhoods. This is Hanover. It is a little bit different, and this is that same community that brought together over 6,000 volunteers to find a little boy that was lost in the woods.
Sheriff, number one, I want to thank you for your time for us, but I want you to know that each of us who is a resident of Hanover County, we are always thinking and praying for your deputies. We do that every single day of the year, but especially now at this time, we're being told stay at home, don't go out, don't do things, and yet we see these brave men and women who are part of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office say, hey, it's another day for us to serve the community. So I want you to know, I want each of your deputies to know that we are thinking about you, we're praying for you, and we really do appreciate what you do for us.
Yeah. And we appreciate you, Jeff, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you, sir. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.